The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas, where the public address announcer is getting set to introduce the starters for game two of the night. It's the guys' turn, as in the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS is playing host to the Valley Falls Dragons. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph, our producer, engineer, and all-around take care of whatever needs to be taken care of guy, he's back in the studio. Tom Council here, courtside, and let me give you these starters. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from Valley Falls, center head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, his assistant Rodney Watson. The Dragons come into the ball game at 1-3 and are going to be starting 6-foot junior Damian Cervantes, 5'9" senior Duncan Alvarenga. Colin Carney's a senior at 6'1". He'll have 6-foot junior Brayson Miller. And rounding it out is 6'1" senior Flint Seymour. For ACCHS, and head coach Corey Eckert, his assistant Dwayne Motton, the Tigers are 1-4 coming in tonight. Going to be starting sophomores Henry Urban and Riley Kessinger. And a couple of freshmen with Alan Wagner and James Gaddis. And the old man on the team is the junior, that's Ben Henke. Tomorrow on CARE Radio, it'll be Benedictine College, Raven Hoops back on the air, as we'll have them, the 2 and 4 o'clock tip-offs, but hold the phone, not what you might think. 2 o'clock for the men's game, 4 o'clock for the Lady Ravens. Benedictine will be hosting Dorse in an out-of-conference tilt. ACCHS, the first team out of the floor, and they're going to be sporting the home whites with orange and black for Valley. It is the black uniforms with gold lettering and trim. Love the black with the big block gold numbers. And these are a couple of teams whose uniforms somebody was thinking about when they made them. They are great. Alvarenga takes the tip, drive, shoots it in 4 seconds. Valley Falls has taken the early lead in the ballgame. It is 2-0. Valley. That did not take long. Tigers are going to go down the floor, and the shot goes up, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds off the fingertips of Brayson Miller. Valley's going to be back on defense. Tigers will be inbounding it. Ben Miller. Ben Henke, rather, puts it in at the baseline. The feet over to the right side. The shot is up off the window and good. And James Gaddis ties the game at 2 for Atchison County. Well, 2 possessions, 2 buckets, half a minute gone. This is a little offensive-minded start to this contest. Around the left side, bounce pass in the lane to Colin. He'll hook it up. It spins around and rolls in. Colin Carney with 2. And it is 4-2 Valley Falls. 7-11 to go in the first quarter. Ben Henke takes it around the right side. From 17, the straightaway shot, knocking it down. Gaddis, 2 more. We're tied again at 4. How about this? 4 possessions, 4 buckets. The right side, the drive, the turn, the shot, the bucket. These teams are coming out of the gates. They're red hot. And that's another couple of points for Duncan Alvarenga. 6-4 Valley Falls. Who's going to blink? 6:47 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers right side. Ball gets double-teamed. Picked back up over on the wing by Kessinger. Cross court is going to go. Saved by Gaddis. He'll start to the left side, and they're going to call a double dribble. Tigers are going to turn it over. First turnover in the ball game will be committed by Atchison County. It'll be put in the backcourt at the 28-foot mark. Cervantes brings it in, and it will be a Duncan Alvaranga bringing the ball up the court. The feed will go over to the left side. Valley with a basketball. They'll go to the free throw line. On the floor one time, Collins starts to drive in, kicks it out on top where the three is launched and hit. Brayson Miller from outside. And Valley has exploded to a 9-4 lead. And we are early on. 6:10 to go and rolling in the opening quarter. Hankey will take it down the right side for the Tigers. And there's Gaddis, a little travel with a basketball on the wing as he was coming to the top. Took that pass. I think he wasn't anticipating it before he could get the ball, get it handled, get on the floor. He picked up that extra step, and the Tigers are going to give it back. Valley with a basketball, leading it by 5. 2 minutes into the game, and it's 9-4. Wow. Colin Carney has it way up top side. Swings it back over to the right. Duncan will look into the middle. They'll take it down to the block. No room. Back out on top. Down to the edge. Flint Seymour straight away. 3-point shot from the top of the key for Colin Carney. And I'm not sure Valley Falls has missed the shot yet. It is 12-4. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter and a drive by Hankey. Little contact. We get a whistle and a first foul of the game is going to be on the Dragons. The whistle is going to be on Valley Falls. It will be Colin Carney picking that one up. Tigers are inbounded from their offensive end just to the right of the lane down to the baseline. Ben will put it in, and before he can put it in, we're going to have a timeout taken, so let's do it. Let's take a break at 5:34 to go in the opening quarter. Boys High School Basketball, where it's Valley Falls, 12, Atchison County 4.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, coming out of the timeout, the Tigers are going to be putting in a play, and it'll be Henry Urban inbound. The shot is up on the right side. It's not going to drop. Tigers are going to rebound it back out on top. Here's a long three. Hits the front lip of the rim. Offensive rebound. Pulled down. The follow shot hits the back. Won't go. Tigers unable to get one to go down right now. And up the court with the basketball, Valley Falls quickly back on offense where Damian Cervantes will dribble it out to the top. Colin Carney launches a three. This time it'll go wide to the left side, and we will have a Valley Falls foul on the effort at the rebound. The whistle, well, that's going to be on Flint Seymour. It'll be his first. Tigers will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. Now, before the game, I was chatting with the coaches. I always get the lineups from them and, you know, visit with them for a little bit. And Valley Falls head coach Caleb Gasmeyer says, hey, if you get a minute, you got to give a shout-out to my friends at the JRCS, okay? Now, guys, I don't know how well you know him. And Gaddis hits the bucket for the Tigers. I don't know how well you know Coach Gaspire, but I'm telling you, he's looking pretty snappy here tonight. Got the sport coat going and the tie, and he's like got the tie clip on and all groomed up looking pretty snappy. And his team is looking pretty snappy, too. They're leading a 12-6. Baseline runners up, no. Out of bounds. Going to come back to the Dragons. So, and I got Coach's shout-out to the guys at the JRCS handle. Valley Falls putting it in play. It's going to be Damian Cervantes. Brings it in. Baseline right. Their shot is up. The whistle, the foul, and that'll put Flint on the line. Seymour coming to the stripe as Henry Urban collects the first Tiger foul of the evening. ACCHS trailing it. It is 12-6. Free throw. Yep. Flint Seymour on the board. Now, four of the Dragons starting five have scored in Atchison County. Is have Ben in there. He came over the near side. I thought maybe he was going to check out. Doesn't. Second free throw is going to be up a good. So Seymour hits them both. And Ben Hanke just come over to the near side to have a word, brief word with head coach Corey Eckert. Sally Falls with the lead at 14-6. Baseline three is up and short. Rebounding down is going to be Colin Kearney. He'll race it up the floor. The big guy handles the ball well, feeds it over to the left side to Flint. They'll come out on top. The uncontested three is launched and missed. Rebounding down is going to be Damian. He will pass up the shot. Instead, dribble it out on top. Now turn around, kick it off the window. It's no good. Flint with the rebound. Feeds it back right side. Follow shot. No. Rebound, Colin goes up and still can't hit the shot. But this time, we get a whistle. We got a Tiger foul. So Valley Falls getting multiple opportunities to get that thing to go in. None of them would, but the foul is going to be on James Gaddis for the Tigers. It'll be his first. Team fouls are going to be even at two apiece. Left-handed free throw. Up and good. Colin Kearney has six. ACCHS is going to go to the bench and checking into the ball game. We're going to get August Neal, another freshman. And along with him, we're going to get junior Max Wagner. Second free throw, he'll get them both. So Kearney hits both halves of that, and the Tigers quickly put up a shot, no good. And I think one of the Valley Falls players gets poked in the eye. It's going to be Brayson Miller, still rubbing that eye. And got the rebound, but kind of paid a price. Here's a running shot. Flint Seymour for two off the right side. So Flint has four, and it's now 18-6 Dragons. 3.5 to play in a rapidly moving opening quarter. And as the Tigers try to pass into the lane, we're going to have a quick second foul on Colin Kearney. And I'm sure Coach Gassmeyer is not particularly thrilled with that. He argues with the official that there was not a foul. And I'm surprised that he has not. Now, here he comes. I thought for sure he would bring Colin out of the game. But 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter and a second foul. That's probably going to be enough to get you out of the game for just a little bit. Coming in for the Dragons, it's going to be Jenner Young in Atchison County's inbound. Shot goes up and misses, and on the rebound, the Tigers are going to step down to the baseline. Valley will have it back in play. Putting it in play is going to be Lucas Bernasek, 5'10" junior. So Bernasek is going to bring it in. Valley over to the right side, Jenner Young. Alva Wrinkle, have it on the left elbow, comes back out of top between the circles. Pivots with the left foot, looking into the eyes of Henry Urban. The feed down left, Jenner Young. I'm not sure how tall he is, but he is a tall young man. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls has slowed the tempo down. They'll play off the screen from Flint. Into the lane, Alva Wrinkle's shot is up and fails. Rebound, Henry. He comes up with a basketball, going to bring it up the floor himself, changes over from the right hand to the left, takes it down the lane, dumps it over to the right side where the uncontested left hand three is up and a little bit shy. Alvarenga is going to rebound it back down again. Quickly up the floor with it. Here come the Dragons. The feet into the lane, a little head fake, a drop and a shoulder, and contact. And we're going to have a Tiger foul. It is going to be on Jenner Young. Oh, no. It's going to be on, is that on Ben? Foul is going to be on Ben Hanke. So Ben Hanke of the Tigers picking up his first foul. And again, team fouls are even now at three. Falling away shot on the inbound play is not going to drop. And Hanke will come up with the board. Outlets it up the right side of the floor. In the lane, finger roll. The shot for Gaddis won't quite fall. Or right for Henry, rather, won't quite fall. Rebounding it back down, Valley. Look away pass to the left side. All alone. And that shot is a little bit too long. Flies out of bounds. And the Tigers are going to get it back. That was kind of a cute little look-away pass. 2 minutes and 12 to go in the first quarter. Valley Falls, with its largest lead of the evening, are up a dozen. And Henry Urban brings it up. Left side it goes to Ben. Back in the middle, and quick hands by Duncan Alvarenga slaps the ball free. Dragons come up with it. Here's Flint over to the right side to Lucas. Bernasek has the ball batted away for a minute, but he's able to recover it, kick it down to Flint, down to the deep corner, and his pass out on top is batted free and stolen. Here comes Urban. He will drive and shoot and can't get the layup to fall. And back up the floor to basketball. Here's Valley Falls. Look away pass into the lane. Right hand hook shot up and soft. Rebound followed up, blocked. Rebound followed up and in, but on that first shot, not the one that went in, but the one just prior to that, we will have a Tiger foul, and that would be the second of the game for Henry Urban. So with a minute and a half to go in the opening half, Urban will have collected his second foul for ACCHS. And a free throw hits the back of the rim and kicks away for Flint Seymour. Okay, so Henry will come out of the game for just a bit. Second free throw, no good. And Riley Kessinger for Atchison County comes down with a board. Tigers will move into the forecourt. Hanke will drive all the way down the lane. It opens up in front of him and he puts it up off the backboard and good. First points of the game for Hanke, and it's 18-8. The feed to the right side of the lane. Big guy comes off on top. Flint for three. Nope. Rebound, Atchison County. Cradling the basketball, August Neal. And ACCHS brings it back up the floor. Looking to cut into that big lead. Here's a driving shot from the left side for Alan Wagner that won't fall. Back up with it will come Valley Falls. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter in a 10-point ball game. Bunny Hawk driving in. Cervantes shot no. And a Tiger foul is going to put Damian at the line for a couple. It'll be Alan Wagner for ACCHS. His first Tiger team foul five. But it'll be two shots here for 6 foot junior Damian Cervantes. First one rattles down. For Damian, it'll be point number one tonight. 19-8 Valley. They've led by as many as a dozen. Gonna take their time. You know, eye this up. Cervantes' second one rattles in also. And for the second time in the ballgame, Valley Falls leads by 12. With 45 seconds left in the opening quarter, Tigers down a dozen. They'll come up the floor, working in front of the Valley Falls bench down the right side. Here's Hanke with it, deep in the corner. Splits a couple of defenders, finds himself trapped in the lane. Goes to the baseline where the rainbow three is going to be up. It won't go. Nice offensive board, followed up, pushed back up and in. Good follow shot for the Tigers by August Neal. 20-10. Very likely the final possession of quarter one as the pass goes inside and it's going to elude Valley Falls out of the hands of Jenner Young. Tigers up the floor with it. They'll dump it over into the corner, bring it out on top. Hanke goes three, misses it short. 6 seconds for Valley Falls. They'll fly into the forecourt. Slip, ball, pick the ball up. With 1 second, a desperation shot is going to be online but short. And we've come to the end of the opening quarter. Time out of the corner in Effingham, Kansas. Boys, high school basketball. After one, it's Valley Falls 20, Atchison County 10.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Kansas with the second quarter gets underway with the Tigers putting the basketball in play. They are down 10. Welcome back, everyone. 20-10, Valley Falls in front. ACCHS, here's a three. Launch, rattles off the mark. No good. Rebound is on the floor. Ashes again is going to recover it. The three from the top again. No, but a foul is going to bring three free throws to the Tiger shooter. First thing, the foul is going to be on Valley Falls. It'll be on Jenner Young. So Jenner picking up his first foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team. And at the line for the Tigers, it'll be Riley Kessinger. The sophomore's first one is going to be short. He'll have three, so a couple of more coming up. Opening quarter scoring for Valley, led by Colin Carney with 7. Alvarenga and Seymour, 4 apiece, 3 for Miller, 2 for Cervantes. Second free throw is good for Riley Kessinger. That'll be his first point of the evening. And by the way, Colin Carney is going to check back in. His third free throw misses. Tigers are going to rebound. The feed to the top. The three is online and perfect. James Gaddis has 9. And we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Coach Gatzmeier went and have a little bit of a word with his guys. We'll take the break. Joseph with 7.5 to go in the half. It's now Valley Falls 20, Atchison County 14.
I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Out of the break, Valley Falls Dragons put the ball in play, goes straight to the rack, and in a contested play, we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be blown on the freshman, James Gaddis. Thought James had gotten pretty squared up inside there, but the official says no, and that's going to put Valley at the free throw line, but the first shot is going to be up and good. That's Jenner Young collecting his first point of the game right there. For James, it'll be foul number 2. He's got one in the first quarter, now one here in the second. That's the Tigers' first second quarter foul. Young will hit both free throws, and those are the first 2 points of the second quarter for the Dragons. They lead it 22-14. 7:15 to play, opening half. Pass over to the right side for Atchison County, where Alan Wagner will work around the perimeter, going a little clockwise rotation for ACCHS. Now they'll reverse it. Ben Hanke drives into the lane, no room, goes back to Gaddis, and they're going to call him for the travel. He got going a little bit fast and then couldn't quite hold the pivot foot. It scoots a little bit, and I continue to contend that the officiating crews, and in my opinion, correctly, are calling the travel more this year than we've seen in recent months. Timeout taken. We're going to take it with him, Joseph. 7:03 to go in the half in Effingham. It's now Valley Falls 22, Atchison County 14.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. Johns.
Welcome back to Effingham. Coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls. A quick three. Going to be wide left. Follow shot. Going to be backing up and in. So Damian misses the three, but Jenner pushes it back up. And it's down 24-14. And back again, Valley Falls goes to a double-digit lead. Tigers kick it over. Hanke through three defenders, goes in, goes up, and they're going to call a block, and a clean block, and the ball then goes out of bounds. It is a jump ball off Atchison County. 6.5 to go in the first half. Here comes Valley Falls, and 5'9 senior Duncan Alvarenga works his way up the floor, goes left side. Oh, a beautiful little backdoor hook pass across the lane. The bucket is good by Colin Carney for his 9th points, but Jenner Young gets total props on that with a beautiful little hook pass behind his head to his teammate across the lane. 26-14. Tigers from 17 feet away miss it. And a rebound. Pulled back down again by Jenner. Young coming up with the basketball, and it'll be Damian Cervantes into the forecourt. They'll swing it over to the right side. Grady Smith has entered the game. The feet underneath, twisting, turning, falling away. The shot is up and missing. Rebound, Colin. He'll put it up and miss it. Rebound, lost out of play. No, the Tigers are going to rescue it. ACCHS will fly it up the floor. Working his way to the left side is going to be Alan Wagner. The collision dumps in the corner. The three-point shot, nope. Rebound Valley. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls, oddly enough, it's the team now to try to slow this thing down a little bit. The Tigers were flying up the court a moment ago. Tigers were running a little more controlled kind of a offense. Atchison County stays with their player D, and it's been pretty good, but right early in the game, Valley red high. Oh, a really, really, really long three. It's going to be well off the mark. Tigers are going to rebound it off the floor. Alan Wagner again coming up with a basketball, and that prompts Coach Gassmeyer to head to the bench. He's got guys checking in at the scorer's table. Three-point shot. Hanky, no. Rebound cleared away by Damian Cervantes. It's a two-on-two break. Cervantes will take this thing coast to coast, lays it up, lays it in, and the trailing defender who got behind him because of his great speed reaches across, commits the foul, and Damian at the line. An opportunity at a conventional three-point play. For the Tigers, it'll be the second foul of the ball game for Ben Hanky. Ben is going to come out of the game for a little bit. Also, August Neal will get a breather. At the line, Damian Cervantes. His three throw for three is up and good. And he has his fifth point of the night. It is now 29-14. And this is the largest lead of the evening for Valley Falls. At 4:44 to go in the second quarter, up the floor, Colin Carney tries to steal it away and crashes into the Valley Falls bench. 4:44 to go. First half. Little pass over to the left side. Atchison County's got Max Wagner out there. Kicks it back out on top to Henry. Urban eases over to the right side. Changes direction. Skips it back left to Max. Valley Falls is stretched the defense out to match that stretched out offense, and we're going to get an offensive foul. No, we're going to get a defense foul. I was a little puzzled for a moment, but Duncan Alvarenga has some really tight, close defense. Is going to pick up his first foul. So team fouls are even at two apiece. 4:26 to go in the first half. Tigers into the corner from the baseline. Deep in the corner, the three-point shot. James Gaddis, he's got a dozen. Feet across, the layup. What great transition, and Colin Carney's got 11. It's 31-17. And we are 4:08 to go in the half. The bunny from underneath the Tigers misses. The follow shot rattles around, and it's going to go in for Riley Kessinger. So Kessinger hits the bucket, 31-19. Hatches again, he's back to within 12. Inside 4 minutes to go in the half. Really big crowd here. ACCHS playing its final game for 2025. Here's a driving one-handed shot. It's going to be up and good. Cervantes gets two more. 33-19. Tigers pass was anticipated. Here's Cervantes again. Who's going to go for kind of a little layup dunk. Missed it, but following it up, Alvarenga was on the right spot at the right time to get the put back. And Tigers into the forecourt. The ball batted away. It's going to be on the floor. And again, hustling after the basketball, Colin Carney. Colin's kind of a, you know, throw caution to the wind, no regard for my body kind of a guy. He will go after the basketball. 3 minutes left in the half. Tigers will feed into the middle. No foul called. The drive back. The 14-footer off the mark. Rebound Valley. Clint Seymour clears it away. Left side to Duncan. Around the horn it goes to Braden. The feed underneath. Two more for Colin. And the Tigers will call a timeout after that bucket. Taking a break, Joseph. Down to 2:48 to go in the half. Valley Falls continue to play well. It's Dragons 37, Tigers 19.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with TFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential, land, and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. Tia Friend Realty. Knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
Here in Effingham, Kansas, it's on the campus of Atchison County Community Junior Senior High School. Is that what we call it now? Atchison County Community Junior Senior High School? Okay, because when I was here, it was like the new high school. It wasn't even built yet when I was here, so that's how long ago that's been. We've shuffled stuff around, and the central office is in the little blue building that it used to be. They're right off of the old wrestling room, and anyway, so much for that. 2:44 to go. Here in quarter number two, Tigers with the basketball, finding themselves down 37-19. Valley Falls has come out and played some very explosive basketball, and now the ball is going to be knocked away out of bounds, and it'll be off Clint Seymour. Tigers have it back in. ACCHS, the patrons, a little money raising, working on the auditorium here. Ball's going to be kicked out of bounds across the way, and they're going to say it was touched last by Atchison County. So Valley Falls will have it back in. Flint will inbound, and Duncan will bring it up. Kicks it left side, Brayson Miller. Top side, Damien. Cervantes begins to back away. Scans the floor, swings it left side again to Miller. They'll go into Carney. Two defenders in front of him. He'll put it up and in anyway. Through a pair of defenders, Colin Carney has his 15th point of the game. Henry gets it in the forecourt, and the Tigers are going to mishandle it, and they will go over and back. 2 minutes left in the half. 39-19. Valley Falls with the ball and with a 20-point first-half lead. Here's Duncan Alvarenga. Skips it over. Back out on top, Colin, beautiful pass underneath. Flint has his shot deflected. Tigers are going to rebound it down. Here comes Hankey. ACCHS will outlet into the forecourt. Down the left side with it is going to be Neal. August will have it knocked out of his hand, saved by Henry, and we'll have a Valley Falls foul. The whistle is going to be on Alvarenga. It'll be his second foul of the game. Valley Falls team foul three. And Duncan, we're going to have him check out. They do not want to see him pick up a third first-half foul. And coming in for him, Grady Smith, who's already had quite a bit of PT tonight. To the left side, the Tiger 3 kicks away. Offensive rebound in the lane. The turnaround off the window and good for Henry Urban, his first bucket of the game. 39-21. 75 seconds left before intermission. Valley Falls with Grady Smith kicking it across court, Cervantes. He backs all the way out very near center circle. Now drives left, look away pass into the lane where Flint will turn and shoot and score and plus one. Counting the bucket, the foul is going to be on the Tigers. It'll be on August Knoll, his first. And again, an opportunity at a conventional three. This time it'll belong to Flint Seymour. And the official's going to stop play for just a minute. Here we go. Flint at the line. Looks it. Shoots it. Nope. Long rebound. Colin Carney is going to take it away. Valley Falls will stay on offense. The shot from the right side. Three spins out. Colin rebounds. Follows up. Missed it. Push back up and in by Flint. So Seymour finishes off that flurry of shots, and it's now 43-21, Dragons. The feed into the lane. August will turn and knock it down. A spinning shot by August Neal. 43-23. Half a minute to go before halftime. Cervantes is way out, inches from the center circle, way over in the corner. He comes over to this corner. The defense not challenging him, and now they will, and the count will begin. Defensively, you got Alan Wagner on Cervantes. who will come around, go in, contact, shot up. Nope, Tigers boarded it down. They got a chance to get a shot away with 5 seconds, but we'll have to hurry. And a half-court shot at the buzzer is going to be well short, and that will be the end of the first half. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Evagam, Kansas. The two teams are headed for their locker rooms, where it's Valley Bowls 43, Atchison County 23.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Look at the scoring for that first half, shall we, as the ACCHS dance group gets set to entertain this really good crowd here at intermission. First of all, for the visitors from Valley Falls, what a first half for Colin Kearney. 7 in the opening quarter, said well up that, made 8 in the second quarter, 15 leads his team and leads all scorers at halftime here tonight. For Valley, though, right behind him, Flint Seymour has 8. Damian Cervantes, 7, and Duncan Alvarado with 6. It was a 4-point effort off the bench for Jenner Young, and running out the Dragons scoring, Brayson Miller with 3. For Atchison County, how about James Gaddis? 3 twos, 2 threes, give him a dozen at halftime. He'll pace the Tigers. Following him, out of off the bench, August Neal has 4. It's Riley Kessinger with 3 points in the first half and 2 each for Ben Hanke and Henry Urban. Looking down the scoring or the foul situation right now, yeah, nobody in any real trouble. No player on either team with more than 2. For the Tigers, Henry Urban and James Gaddis and Ben Hanke with a couple of fouls apiece. For Valley Falls, it's Duncan Alvaranga and Colin Kearney. Colin picking up his 2 fouls in the opening quarter, so that limited a little bit of his first quarter points because it limited a little bit of his first quarter PT. His coach took him out with those 2 early fouls, but he did not pick up an additional one in the second quarter. So only 2 for Colin at intermission. That all said, we're looking forward to bringing you the second half of this one. And, of course, tomorrow we're looking forward to bringing you Benedictine basketball as the Ravens are going to be at home up in the Nolan Gym. BC, the guys are going to be playing at 2 o'clock, and the Lady Ravens play tomorrow afternoon at 4. So it'll be Benedictine George here on Care Radio tomorrow afternoon. That all said, we're going to take a little bit of a break and we'll return to bring in the second half of the guys' game. Game 1 today went to Valley Falls. Dragons are looking for a road sweep. We'll see if that happens. At halftime, here in Evagam, Kansas, the score, Valley Falls 43, ACCHS 23. We're going to kick it back to our man Joseph at the Care Radio Sports Studio. It is more holiday halftime.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz, who is courtside in Effingham for the Atchison High Valley, or Atchison ACCHS Valley Falls game. Forgive me for that. We're going to take a look at the Care Country sports schedule coming up tomorrow. We've got men's and women's basketball, with the men taking to the court at 2 p.m. versus Dort. The women will take to the court at 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. In the morning, at KNZA and KMZA, you can find K-State men's basketball as they are taking on South Dakota. Tip-off is at 11 a.m., but tune in right about 10 a.m. for the pregame. The pregame for the Kansas City Chiefs football at Tennessee Titans Sunday game is at 11 a.m. on KMZA and KLZA. That is, of course, 92.1 FM and 101.3 FM. I'll be back in just a moment with the women's scores.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look at the finals in the girls' games, we had Silver Lake top Hayes 62-41. Rossville beat Holton 66-40. In the Royal Valley-Sabetha game, it was Royal Valley 56 to Sabetha's 41. Frankfurt ladies beat Onega 42-24. It was Donovan West over the Troy ladies by 1 point, 47-46. And in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was the Valley Falls girls 45 to ACCHS 16.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
We have the Hayden Silver Lake Boys Final with Hayden at 64, Silver Lake 57. With just seconds to go, it is Sabetha leading Royal Valley 56-52, literally at the end of the fourth quarter. Rossville dominated Holton in the boys' game. It was Rossville 93-Holton's 42. At the half, it was Troy over Donovan West, 21-18. Frankfurt boys beat Onega, 53-37. In this game, we've got Valley Falls at 43 points to ACCHS 23 at the half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 33. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 26. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it is 41 degrees in downtown Atchison and Fair. We've got winds out of the south giving at 13 miles per hour with a feels-like temperature of 34, a humidity reading of 43 degrees. The dew point is 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's still falling at 29.75 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a couple of moments.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome back again to Effingham, Kansas, where second half got away just a little bit early, but we're back at play, and it is a little follow-away shot by the Tigers. Won't go in. It is a 56-28 lead for Valley Falls. They led by 20 at halftime. They have stretched edges a little bit here, and here's a baseline shot that's going to be up and good for Colin Kearney. He's now at 19 points, continuing to lead all scorers. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer and news, weather, sports guy at halftime. Here's a baseline shot for James that it won't go in. Rebound, Valley Falls and Damian Cervantes. Baseball pass, other end. Here's a shot up a good Flint Seymour for two. Flint has 13. It's 60-28. Third quarter here in Effingham, Kansas. In this Northeast Kansas League game between the Tigers and the Dragons. We get a little contact in the middle, and as ACCHS drives into the lane, Riley Kessinger is pumped and tumbles to the floor. It'll be the first foul of the contest for Valley Falls, Brayson Miller. It's going to be team foul two, the third quarter. Tigers bring it in. Jump shot is going to be up and good. James Gaddis. James having a big game. 60-30. We are well now into the third quarter, and the outlet pass is going to be thrown away by Valley Falls. The Tigers are going to get it back in. Coach Gassmeyer on his feet, coaching up his guys like they were down by two, and instead they lead by 30. Here's a running shot. Gaddis up a good two more. James having an explosive third quarter after a dozen in the first quarter. It is 60-32. Valley Falls with a basketball, falling away three straight away. Halfway down, spins out for Cervantes. Tigers into the forecourt. Trailing by some 28 points. Cross-court pass, saved. Jump shot up for Henry. It's going to be wide to the right side. And back up with it will come Valley Falls. ACCHS headed for the bench and into the lineup. We're going to get the junior Max Wagner. Max will be in, rotating out with Allen Wagner. Now, Allen Wagner is 1G. Max is 2Gs and an O. So, Wagner and Wagoner. 3:10 to go here in this third quarter. 60-32. Valley in front. They have the lead. They have control of the basketball. Bounce pass underneath. Flint has a shot deflected from behind. Here comes Atchison County. Henry Urban into the forecourt. Runs down the far side. Hooks it back out on top. Gets it there to Hanke. Looking into the middle. Finds no avenue. Brings it back off on top. The shot from Kessinger is up. No good. And the rebound going to be cleared away by Damian Cervantes. Cervantes, the junior for Valley Falls, out on top. Here's Flint. It's three. It's good. Seymour. Flint now at 16 points. It's 63-32. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Moving along at a brisk pace, may become a more brisk pace. Here's a three for Gaddis, doesn't quite fall. And again, it's Cervantes in the middle with the big guys, and he's not that small, 6 foot tall. Go to the other end, Flint up and in, two more. Flint Seymour, a huge third quarter, 65-32. Nice, 33-point game, and we're at the 2 minute mark in the third. And the ball's going to be stolen away from the Tigers. Coming up with it is going to be Collin. He'll go right side, driving in, going up. Shot no good. Getting his own rebound back. The follow, he won't miss that one. Brayson Miller may have missed the first, won't miss the second. Coach Corey Ecker taking a timeout. We're taking it with him, Joseph. Timeout on the floor. 1:50 to go in a quickly moving third quarter. It's Valley Falls 67, Atchison County 32.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you covered 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service, it's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime.
.150 to play in the third quarter of this Northeast Kansas League ball game. Here in Effingham, Kansas. Glad to have you with us here this evening. Tomorrow, we'll be looking forward to sharing Benediction basketball with you from the Nolan Gymnasium on the Raven campus. 2 o'clock tip-off for the guys' game. 4 o'clock for the ladies. That's right. The Benedictine women are playing tonight, so they have moved theirs to the second game tomorrow afternoon. Ravens are going to be at home hosting non-conference opponent Dort. Here come the Tigers, putting the ball in play, driving into the lane. Little bunny hop and a running shot. It's going to be up and good. Nicely done in the middle. And that bucket for Allen Wagner, his first points of the evening, 67-34. And we're at a minute and a half to go in the third quarter and rolling along. Topside with it is going to be Damian. Cervantes dribbling with the left hand, dumps it over to Flint. He's been red hot. That one won't go in. Tigers are going to rebound it down beneath the goal. Coming up with it is August Neal. Here comes Atchison County. Quickly down the right side. Gaddis. James will feed it down at the baseline. Ben Hanke rotates it. Little left hand dribble. Knifes into the lane. Reverse layup won't drop. And rebound is going to be swept away by Jenner Young, who's getting his first playing time just now in the third quarter. I mean, he played in the first half, but this is his first play of the second half. And the Tigers are going to slap the ball out of his hands. Jenner Young, the 6'4" junior for Valley Falls. He is a tall young man and has been very good. In the last minute now, three-point fall away, buried it. Damian Cervantes, 15 points, 70-34. 45 seconds to go in the third. Tigers down the floor, bring it off on top. Valley stays with their player defense. It's what they do. It's what they like, and they do it well. Here's a shot, hits the back of the rim, and a rebound is going to be tipped around a couple of times, and Valley's going to be able to pull it down. Lucas Bernasek in the game is going to give it up. Tigers with the steal, and Bernasek, I think, commits a foul in an attempt at stealing it back. Fisher's rolling over, and it is not going to be on Bernasek. The foul is going to be called on Flint Seymour. So for Flint, it'll be foul number two. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Free throw. Kicks out. One more shot coming up for James. James having a big quarter. 12 points in the first half. 9 points already here in the third quarter alone. So he's at 21, and that free throw makes it 22. 70-35. 20 seconds to go in the first or the third quarter, and getting high in the air. Here's what happened. I'm going to do my best to tell you. Damian Cervantes had a breakaway, went for the layup, kind of a finger roll over the front of the rim, and they're going to count the bucket. We're going to get a foul on the Tigers. Is when Damian starts to come down, there was a little contact before the fourth foul of the ball game by Ben Hanke. Damian goes hard to the floor, and he was up literally wrist high over the rim on that shot. Lands on his back, but it's great to be young and healthy. He jumps right back up and coming to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point play. And gets it. So Damian Cervantes hits that free throw, and we're 15 seconds left in the third quarter. The ball into the middle is going to be kicked. Tigers are going to have it in play in the fourth quarter. 13 seconds left in the third. 73-35. Now with a 38-point lead, Tigers try having trouble getting the ball in. Finally do out on top. They got plenty of time to run the offense here. Don't have to rush. 8 seconds. Turnaround shot in the lane. Misses. Cervantes comes down with the board. Brings up the floor at three. Wide right with two. Twists and turns, falling away, off balance, it won't go down, and that is three quarters. We'll be back, fourth quarter of this ball game coming up here on Kent Radio. After a three in Effingham, it's Valley Falls 73, Atchison County 35.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotions, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As we get set to go to the fourth quarter, it'll be Valley Falls basketball. And they enjoy a 73-35 lead. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Counts with you here at the ACCHS Gymnasium. Valley Falls with a basketball, and they are now being led by Damian Cervantes with 20 points. Colin Kearney's 19, Flint Seymour 18. That's quite a 1-2-3 punch for Coach Gatzmeyer tonight. And now Valley's going to turn it over. Tigers will have it in the backcourt, and the clock is running. For the Tigers, though, they have the leading score in the ballgame. How about that? Is James Gaddis is at 22 tonight. Here's a baseline shot. It's a three buried by James. Give him 25 now. And he has had a highlight reel kind of a game. 73-38. 7-11 to play. Three from the left side. Knocked down for Valley Falls. And just coming into the game for about the first time. That's Lucas out there who hit that. So let me fix that. That's Lucas Bernasek who knocked that one down. Give him the three. And now we'll have a foul on the other end. The whistle is going to be on Valley Falls. And the Dragons working a bench a little bit here. Flint Seymour is going to come out. Coach Gatzmeyer taking them all out one at a time. Let the crowd recognize some of these guys. Now exiting the ball game is going to be Duncan Alvaranga. Tigers put the ball in play. Here's the shot. The three for James won't quite fall. Valley's going to rebound it down. It's Jenner. Young races it up the court. Comes out on top. Grady. Smith over to the right side. Camden Smith. Back underneath it goes. The shot's going to be deflected from behind. Here comes Atchison County. They'll slow it way down. Taking it down the left side is going to be August Neal. Kicks it down low to James. Gaddis goes cross court. His pass is going to be stolen away. Camden Smith coming up with a basketball. Into the forecourt is going to be Grady. The feed to the baseline. The shot is up. No. Rebound. Atchison County. We get a whistle. And the official below the goal indicates it's a Valley Falls foul on Jenner Young. So Jenner picking up his second foul of the ball game, and the clock is now down at 5.5. Tigers are going to rotate and bring James out with his 25 points. ACCHS does not have an especially deep bench, so we'll see how Coach Eckert handles this. Ball out on top to Henry. Urban goes right side. The baseline three rattles away. Started down and then kicked away. Grady Smith will clear down the board to 5'10 junior for Valley Falls. The feed to the block. The reverse layup. Too strong. Rebound. Henry. He's down the court. He is 1-on-4. Henry Urban and four guys from Valley Falls racing down the court. Here's a Tiger three. Won't drop for Hanke. Henry with the rebound. Follows it up. Gets fouled. Going to come to the free throw line. Couple of free throws coming up for Henry Urban, and that's going to be another foul. The third by Jenner Young. Henry comes to the line for ACCHS. He's a sophomore, has 2 points for back in the second quarter, and his free throw will get in. And into the lineup for the Tigers now will come senior Ashton Neal. Back into the game, Riley Kessinger. They'll be in the backcourt. Right side of the lane is going to be August Neal. Left side of the lane, you're going to find Ben Hanke. And at the free throw line, one more shot for the sophomore, Henry Urban. This one up. No. Henry gets his own rebound. Follows it. No. Rebound to get down this time for Valley Falls. It's Grady. Smith into the forecourt. Hits the ball knocked away from behind. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved by Valley Falls. Bernasek coming up with a basketball. They'll dump it over to the left side to Camden. Camden out on topic to Lucas. It's three. It's good. Lucas Bernasek hitting a second three here in the fourth quarter, 79-39, with 3.5 to play. Quickly over to the right side, Valley Falls back on defense, the Tigers. Looking to finish with some positive things here. The skip to the left, here's a three, won't go for Urban, and rebound knocked out of the hand of Jenner Young, who in frustration goes at that big windmill to try to block it away, and Fish is going to say, you know what, anytime you do that, particularly if you're a big guy in the middle, they're going to see that, they're going to call that, and it's going to be the fifth foul for Jenner Young, and he's going to foul out. So Jenner won't exit the game. We're going to call it at 250 in the evening with 4 points and five fouls. Tigers coming to the free throw line. Yeah, handy for four. They're down there over checking with the scorers table now. But I always defer to Dwayne in the official score, and he indicates that clearly it is five. 2:41. They did stop the clock for the accounting procedure here, and the free throw is going to be a wee bit short. So Riley Kessinger is going to have one more shot coming up. Riley with 4 points in the ball game this evening. And there you go. Gets another one. 79-40. 2.5 minutes left in this one. Valley Falls will have a junior. Grady Smith brings it up. Now they'll feed left, twisting, turning, and we'll have a Tiger foul called. It is going to be on August Neal. Only his second foul tonight. Skip pass, back door, layup. Whoa, ball. Had a shot at it, but couldn't quite seal the deal. Heston Turner, the Valley Falls junior. Tigers coming up with a rebound. And come back up the floor. Inside 2 minutes to play. The feed in the lane. It's going to be batted around. And Valley Falls is going to somehow rescue it. Right now, they're just really hustling after the basketball. The shot from the other end, no. Tigers rebounded down. Right now, you got some young guys just flying up and down the floor here. Make me tired just watching them. They are endless energy. Right side of the lane, and we're going to have a defender who reaches in, tries to pilfer the basketball from Ashton Neal, and the senior. And the game will be at the free throw line. And for Valley Falls, it'll be first foul of the game by Bernasek. Free throw, kicked out. One more shot coming up for ACCHS. Ashton will look it and hit it. Nice job by Ashton Neal. In the last minute now of the game, Valley Falls leading at 79-41. They'll take it over to the right side, slow it down a little bit. The follow-away shot. There's another three. Bernasek. Wow. This guy has come in the game pretty much ice cold in the fourth quarter. Has hit three threes. And now the Tigers up the floor. Turn it over. And the driving shot of the other end by Bernasek is defended well by the Tigers. They're going to call a foul on that. And August Neal, that was probably a foul that you can live with, okay? 5 seconds for, they'll probably stop this clock to let these free throws occur. Yeah, good call. It's up, nope. One more shot for Lucas. And take a big old deep breath. That one is going to be way short. Tigers board it down. Final score tonight. It is Valley Falls 82, Atchison County 41. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
And welcome back again to Effingham, Kansas, where in game two tonight, it was Valley Falls coming out on the long end. And let's recap the scoring in this one, shall we? I'll be back. Here we go. First of all, for the visitors from Valley Falls, three guys just really led the way in this, with Damian Cervantes with 20, 19 for Colin Kearney, and 18 for Flint Seymour. So 20, 19, and 18 for their three leading scorers. Then in the fourth quarter, how about this? You found the junior Lucas Bernasek coming in the fourth quarter, hitting three threes. He had nine. It was 8 points in the ball game for Brayson Miller, and Rennick got the scoring. Duncan Alvaranga, he had six. Four tonight, by the way, for Jenner Young, who fouls out in the fourth quarter. For ACCHS, pacing the way for the Tigers, leading not only his team, but leading all scorers tonight. It was James Gaddis, 25 points, followed by his teammates Riley Kessinger and August Neal, each with four, three tonight for Henry Urban, and with two each, it was Alan Wagner and Ben Hanke. Back about to the player of the game, tell you what, his team may not have won, but not only did he lead all scores, but he just kept his team in the thing, kept battling with it, and had a never-say-die attitude. James Gaddis, back of action player of the game. Game one tonight, Valley Falls winning it 45-16. Game two, it was Valley Falls guys winning it 82-41. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball on care. Guys game at two, ladies game at four. The Ravens out of conference playing a team you got to come up and see. You don't see them very much against Benedictine. It is going to be Dort College coming to the Nolan Gymnasium. Looking forward to bringing you that one. And going to again remind you, 103.9, you can get that high school basketball scoreboard show. You'll find out all the games going on around all the conferences. You'll have Jake and Boz getting you up to speed on that. Appreciate you having joined us here this evening. Tim, we greet you tomorrow from the Nolan. For Joseph, producing and engineering and doing all the stuff that he does. Back at the Care Sports Studio, Joseph, thank you so much. From Effingham, Kansas, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.